Okay, we are on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, and we are, we got to that a person should not visit only people with fever, not people who suffer from an eyeache or a headache. That's how the Rush learned Ishta, right? Or Mechushe HaRai, she learned this Ishta. The other some Rishonim learn that Ishta is fever, and that you should visit a guy with fever, that speech is good for fever, but we were learning like the Rush, that Ishta is a headache. We are on the bottom line of Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. Amar Rava, Hai Ishta. Now again, Ishta has two translations, we're learning like the Rush, a headache. Ilav de Pavanka de Malacha de Musa. If not of the fact that it acts as an agent of the Malach HaMavos, meaning it's one of the ways the Rachmana Litzlan is a sign of a person having greater trouble that can lead him to death. Meaning, headaches are not, if you ask a guy, is a headache a good thing? His answer is, headache is frightening, because one doesn't know the cause of the headache. And therefore, it can be, Rachmana Litzlan, something bad. If not of the fact that it could be something bad, Dr. the Rush, Pavanka Shliach, Mali, it would be good for a person, Kechizra Ladikla, like a date tree has on the bottom, like thorns or bath. What?
Prickly foliage
around the date tree. It protects the date tree. Chadla plus the yami. A headache once a month is good. It makes the person, like, pull away from his daily routine and, quote-unquote, recharge. It hurts. Yeah, but it's a good thing. It protects the person. The problem with a headache is one doesn't know if it's any more serious than that. And that's not good. So if a person's in bed with a headache, it's a good thing once a month. It's a protection, but it's prickly. Because you don't know if it's good for the person or not as it happens. That's what the Gemara is saying. Zok the Rush. Hichizra l'dikla. Siv ha-gadol saviv ha-dekel. The foliage, I like that word, around the date tree. Shmegin aladekel, that protects the tree. V'chiturayti l'gufa. The other example is, it's like a medicine, a cream, that's on the body. Again, it protects the body. Again, it comes along, right? The foliage is prickly, and this medicine might be painful when you put it on, I have no idea, but it protects the body. Zakhtarash, Turaiki Lagufa, Turaiki Husam, Asamatarubas Aminam. The kind of medication that's made from a mixture of minam. So I think of my writer. You know, I'd rather not have the headache and not have this protection, because headache is not such an easy thing to go through. So the first Mariyama said it's a good thing for the body, but Nachum Yitzchak said I can do without. So I think of my writer. Amar Rabbi Bar Yonah and Amar Rabbi Yechiel. Arsin yafa l'chaylul refuasai. Arsin is a good medication. Now again, I just want to point out that the Rishonim say we are not to use medicines mentioned in the Gemara, because in the Gemara, in the Shtana HaTeva, our bodies work differently, and if we're going to use them, what happens is it doesn't work. You're going to say the Gemara doesn't know what it's talking about. So the Rishonim point out right away, it's not meant to work today. It was meant to work in the time of the Gemara. Don't use the only one that the Achronim bring down from Rishonim, that one is allowed to use, is Rachmana Litzlan, if somebody swallows a fishbone. The Gemara gives a thing to say that will make the fishbone just come out. Chad chad, nachizbala, chad chad. And that, Rabbi Kivayga brings down that person can use today. It works. But besides for that, the Mepharshim say do not use medicines in Chazal. So when the Chazal say that arsen is good for medication, and we'll find out what arsen is in a second, don't apply it today and say it doesn't work today, therefore. No. Dr. Gemara, my arsen, I'm Rabbi Yonason, Chushla Desari Atikta. Peeled old barley, Dr. Ashi, Sairim Klufim. Peeled barley. The Reish Nafya, that's on top of the sifter. I guess when you sift it, what remains on top, or what's on, I'm not sure what he means by the top of the sifter. What he, does he explain?
Oh,
flour, okay, that was my mistake. The what? The beginning of the sifting process, thank you. Amr Abaya, Boyim Bishula came Bishwa the Torah. However, you have to cook it long, like you would cook beef, meaning it needs, some things can cook faster and some things need slower. Beef is something that needs a slow cook, meaning it takes a long time. Tough. So therefore, this has to be cooked that amount of time in order for it to be an efficient medication. Rabbi Yosef Amar, I'm sorry, I was right, I didn't make a mistake. Sari Atikta means the barley, not the flour. Rabbi Yosef Amar, Smidi the Sari Atikta, the flour of the old barley, the Reish Nafya, that's at the beginning of the sifting process. Amar Abaya, of that also, by Bishula Kibisra the Torah. So there's a Machloikas, what exactly this arson is that works, but everybody agrees, Abaya says, no matter what you hold it is, it needs a lot of cooking. Zakti Gemar Vaiter, Amar Rabbi Yechidim, Bordim, Ein Mevakrin, don't visit a person that suffers from boredom. Ve'ein Maskirin Shemai, don't even mention the name boredom. Don't mention it. Zakti Rash, Ein Maskirin Shemai, Shleiz Bayesh Achayla. What is boredom? Boredom is a person that's bleeding from his backside. That's what boredom is. And it is a very embarrassing illness to have, because it's besides, I guess, being uncomfortable, besides being dangerous, it's also an embarrassing thing because it's coming with dirt and things like that. So therefore, don't visit a person that has it. And don't mention its name, because saying this guy is suffering this illness is embarrassing him. It's an embarrassing thing for somebody suffering it, that people should know he's suffering from that. That's what the Gemara is. That's the way the Rush learns. So he's by a shakayla, that he shouldn't become embarrassed. And we're going to see in a second. The Ran learns on the Yom Aleph, and he says it's not lush in the Kia to mention the name of the illness. It's not clean language. It's not divil peh, but it's like not appropriate. That's what the Ran learns. There's an interesting Rashi here. It's not Rashi, it's the Mefarish. But this Mefarish serves as the source, but it could be a source. If you take a look, I don't usually learn Mefarish inside, but this one I want to learn, that he says, on the Mefarish that says it's the, in the narrow lines, about 6-7 lines down, the Meitu Kamayin Hanaveya. Let me read the next Gemara. My time up. Amar Ablaz of Meitu Kamayin Hanaveya. It's like a well that flows. He's constantly bleeding. Amar Ablaz of Vamanikush my Bordum, Shu Kamayin Hanaveya. Bordum, a pit of blood. It's like something flowing into a pit of blood. That's what boredom stands for.
You're saying this not even by the sick person, or the one that says the bad word.
Right, that's what the Ran seems to say. He didn't say it's a bad. It's not appropriate. I have to be very careful. There's lashon hakia, which is like making sure you speak in a very.
For example, the word can't spell it called hemorrhoid.
Right.
That word.
I don't know. I'm not posking. I'm just pointing out what the Ran said. Now, I want to learn this Mefarish, because that'll make people understand a minig that a lot of people in Klal Yisrael have. What does that mean? So I explained it, that the person is like a Mayim Hanaveya. His blood is coming out all the time. The Mefarish says, Shekaifetz Mizeh Lezeh. It's very catchy. V'yes Sakona L'Haskiroi. And to mention the name of the illness can bring the illness on a person. The mentioning of the name of the illness can trigger a person to be more susceptible to that illness. One doesn't, according to the Mefarish, an illness that is catchy or happens, don't mention the name, because that brings a person, quote-unquote, into contact with the illness. Now, it's not physical contact, it's not breathing. Answer is, a person's speech is very powerful. And when he mentions the name of the illness, he's connecting to the illness in a certain way. And it's not, there are many people that will call a certain illness the machla. He has the machla. They don't say what it is. This Mefarish is telling you why. because mentioning names of illnesses that are so frightening is like a connection. I'm not sure that this is the source. I don't know what the source is, but this is a source. The Mepharish is saying, don't mention the name of the illness because it brings it upon the person that mentions it. That doesn't mean a guarantee Chas v'Shalom is going to get it. It means he becomes, quote-unquote, develops the connection that he'd rather not have. Just wanted to point that out. We'll move on. Yes, very contagious. No, but mentioning it, it's part of its contagiousness. That's what he's saying. Now, one can argue that not all machlus are contagious. But the meaning of a lot of people in Klal Yisrael is they won't mention a certain illness by name. Because
that illness is not contagious.
As I said, it's not exactly the same. I'm just pointing that out.
I mean, how does that, let's say, cholesterol person has heart disease?
I don't know. I don't know why the meaning became of that illness. I don't know. I'll be honest, I don't know. But I know many, many people, I mean, I can say hundreds of people, that will not mention that illness by name. I don't know. I think it's because it doesn't have a cure. Other illnesses, I think, that people don't view as terminal. This is an illness that's viewed as terminal. Again, I'm not here, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a statistic, so I don't go by that. I'm just saying the meaning employees. Don't think my writer. Umrapeyu refuas nefesh, avaloi refuas mamon. That was the end of the Mishnah, which we didn't explain. He can heal him refuas nefesh, and he cannot heal him refuas mamon. Now we're trying to figure out what does the Mishnah mean. Again, Shimon can't have pleasure from Reuven. Reuven can heal Shimon refuas nefesh, but he cannot heal him refuas mamon. What does that mean? Zog the Gemara. Hey, Chiktani, what does it mean? Interesting way, the Gemara doesn't say, what is Chad? The Gemara says, hey, Chidami, what is the case? Which is, again, Lush in the Dharam, a little bit different than other Masechtas. E lema de refuas nefesh bechinam. Does it mean he can heal him for free? And refuas mama bischar. And he can't charge, right? Right, he does it for free all the time, and usually charges that he can't do it. But if he does it for free all the time, then he can do it, because he's not giving the guy a no, because he's doing a mitzvah, he's healing the guy. If he usually charges and doesn't charge, that would be considered a no. The Mepharshim talk about what if he does take money. He charges and he takes the money, is it mutter then or not? I'm not getting involved in that child, it's a big child in the Mepharshim. But the Gemara is saying, are you telling me that he's allowed to heal him if it's something he does for free for everybody? And he's not allowed to heal him if he usually charges and doesn't charge. If you're going to say that.
Really?
So let me just finish. So listen, Yachim, Rav Bechinam, of Alei Beschar. So why can't the Mishnah say that? Why doesn't the Mishnah say Nefesh and Mammon? What's Nefesh? Since when is Nefesh free and Mammon? Just right. You can feel him for free, meaning if you usually do it for free. And you can heal him if you usually take money.
If
what's wrong?
If you charge
and you don't take money, you're not allowed to do it.
And you do take money, then you can do it.
Who said? Where did you see that? Where did you see that? Show it to me. I'm not saying you're wrong. I don't know why you assumed that as a Dabra Pashas.
There was no shot, because the whole problem was you waived the...
I understand. That's what some learned. I agree with you. I'm not arguing with you. I'm just saying we never had it beferish. We never had
it. No, we had our Chavrusha shop had...
Could be your Chavrusha. Maybe Art School spoke it out. You know what I mean? I don't compare with Art School.
A lot of things where you pick up.
No, but that was the idea of it, that the guy can't have pleasure from saving money. That was the case there.
So this is not...
Yeah, this is saying the same thing. What if you do take money?
Yeah.
Okay, so back to the thing. Ela refuas nefesh gufay, refuas mamon behemtai. The difference is, you're allowed to heal him, because you're doing a mitzvah and you don't take money for healing. Therefore, you're not giving him anah. You are giving him anah. You're healing him. But you're doing a mitzvah like the other things. We had many cases of you doing a mitzvah that it's not considered a pleasure. Right? It's, even though it is a pleasure, but you're doing the mitzvah. But you can't heal his animal. And this is going to be a very difficult difference, and we'll find out in a minute. The Rush is a big chiddush. The Ran is also a big chiddush, less of a chiddush, but we're going to learn Rush. And at the end of the day, I will not have a clear 100% explanation in the Rush. There's like 10 sheetahs in how to explain the Rush. I picked one, that was the one I understood best, and I will try to explain it, but I'll admit that at the end of the day, there might be questions. Let's do the Rush. Refuas nefesh gufay, ukshenitze raifei, I'm sorry, I didn't do it before. Refuas nefesh b'chinam, sh'odem b'aytem minafshem mitzaynay. The reason it's called nefesh is because you're doing it with willingly, right, in the havamina. That means you're doing it for free. That means you do it with a nefesh. Nefesh means will. Em yeshas nafshechem ligbar meisim ufanoi. The plastic chumash, what?
Free?
Will. No, you're doing it willfully, meaning not for money. You're doing it because you have a desire. But the word nefesh, yeah, I understand, but the word nefesh doesn't mean for free.
Yeah, right,
the word nefesh means desire.
Okay.
In, right, Tarashi explains, people that do it for free are doing it because they desire to help people.
Right.
Why is it the mitzvah covered with mahani lake even they know it's schar? He never takes schar. Refuas nefesh gufay. Shenichsei right for asur and malachayla. The mitzvah kavod, they night mal eschar, and you don't take money for it. Refuas mamon behemtoi, the loy mitzvah kavod. It's not a mitzvah to heal the guy's animal. I'm just reading the Rush. The kamahani lay, therefore you're giving him pleasure. The af imay night mal eschar, even though you do it for free, right? So you're not saving him money, but it's because nobody pays. It's not a paid thing. Again, it's talking about people that heal animals for free. So you're not saving him money by doing it for free. Again, let's try one more time. You didn't let me finish. Let me try to finish, and then I'll answer your question. You have a veterinarian that offers his services for free. So when he heals people's animals, right, they don't pay for this. It's a free service. It's like Mazul Avadasa when you don't take schar. So you're healing his animal. You're not saving him money because it's a free service. It's not something he would pay for. But you're not allowed to do it because you're not doing a mitzvah. I'm reading the Rush. I'm not explaining the Rush. When you heal him, you're doing a mitzvah. So the pleasure of him getting healed is canceled by the fact that you're doing it for a mitzvah. By your animal, you're giving him the pleasure of having his animal healed. You're not saving him any money, but you're healing his animal. But there's no mitzvah. And since there's just, let me finish, let me have a chance, right? You're healing his animal is not a mitzvah. And therefore, you're giving him pleasure without it being a mitzvah. There's nothing to cancel the pleasure of healing his animal. Dr. Rush, the Lehavi Kamach's Avedasai. Why isn't this like returning his Aveda? Shatayra Leitzivsa Lerfuas Behema Shokhaverai. Dr. Rush, there's no mitzvah to heal people's animals. There's no mitzvah. Hashavas Aveda is a mitzvah. I'm just reading the Rush and translating it. You find an item, the Torah said, return it. The Torah never said, heal somebody else's animal. I don't mind, but I'm not going to be able to explain myself if I get interrupted.
Time now, if someone does something like that, I would ask them to leave the room.
That's fine. Now you finished. Okay, again, we'll try one more time. The tyrant never commanded a person to heal an animal. First of all, the Tzar Bal Chaim Shiloh, who says I'm a chuyuv to go around saving animals? Tzar Bal Chaim means I can't inflict the pain on animals. Pashtus. I don't have to go around being an animal saver. The chiyuv of Tzar Bal Chaim is an isser of me to cause Tzar Bal Chaim. That's the isser. The isser is not that I see Tzar Bali Chayim. Now, even though the Torah said, if you see an animal overloaded, you have a mitzvah to unload it because of Tzar Bali Chayim. That's questionable. Is it because the Tzar Bali Chayim or is it a separate mitzvah? To Sugya Bav Matir, we're not going there now. But, let's go back here. The question is, if I save a guy's item, why is it not Hashavas Aveda? Why isn't it returning it to him when I heal his sick animal? Why is that different than when I find his wallet and I return it to him? Why is one a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda? Why isn't this Hashavas Aveda? He has an animal that can't work, an animal that's sick, and I made it usable again, so I did a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Why does Aveda require that the item be lost and I return it? I'm making something more usable. Why isn't that Hashavas Aveda? This is a very big question. Because in halacha, Hashavas Aveda incorporates saving a guy lost, helping a guy with his item. This is the kasha, the rush. So the Ran comes up with a chiddush. Ran says, there's another veterinarian here. He can do it. So you're not mechuyev to do it. Let him do it. So the first, and if I have an Aveda here and there's somebody else around, I have no mitzvah Hashavas Aveda all of a sudden. If it is Hashavas Aveda, the Ran learns if I'm the only veterinarian, I am allowed to do it, because that's a mitzvah. Because there's somebody else, all of a sudden not a mitzvah. Is this a new halacha in Hashavas Aveda that I have to be the sole person there? If not, I have no mitzvah? It's not true. I have a mitzvah on Hashavas Aveda, even if there are five people there. My mitzvah. So why should it make a difference? So I'm not going to explain the Ran. For that, there's the Chazainish and others that deal with the Ran. Why, if there's another veterinarian, is there no mitzvah on me? That's what the Ran's chiddush is. The Rush is a bigger chiddush. This is not a Shabbos Aveda. Period. Even if you're the only doctor there, it's not a Shabbos Aveda. Even if you're the only vet. So there's a big tumult what the Rush means. And so,
what's your point? Why isn't that Shabbos Aveda?
Yeah.
Healing an animal is Shabbos Aveda?
The animal's sick. The guy can't work with his animal. They're not making it workable. It's because the animal is not wandering in the street, so they have no chiyuv to return it to its status. It's brought down that if you see somebody's thing broken and you fix it, you did a Shabbos Aveda.
When you unload an animal, that's not a Shabbos Aveda. When you help somebody, it's overloaded or something.
That's a lav. That's more than a Shabbos Aveda. But that's because it's its own mitzvah. You don't need a Shabbos Aveda for that.
Helping the animal because it's not loaded correctly.
Again, here we're going to get involved. I don't want to get involved in Tzar Bali Chayim. Let's leave Tzar Bali Chayim to the side.
I didn't use the word Tzar Bali Chayim.
Well, you avoided it, but that's what you meant.
I don't think so.
What did you mean?
If he's overloaded, is it Tzar Bali Chayim? Is that where the mitzvah comes from? Or is that
the Gemara wants to say it comes from that. The Gemara gives other truths in there about Matzia.
Okay.
But that's a sugi about Matzia. I'm not going to get involved there. Not so simple that I'm a chuyuv to save Tzar Bali Chayim if I'm not the one causing the pain. So then, if there's another mitzvah of unloading animals, because not everybody holds Tzar Bali Chayim is a Nisa Deraisa. Many paskim, the Tzar Bali Chayim is only Nisa Drabanan. Okay, that's Tzar Bali Chayim. The question is, pashtus, anytime you save a guy's item, it's no different than when it's lost and you're returning it. And the Rush seems to say that there's a big difference. And that Achrayim are bothered, why is that true? So, I'll speak out one teretz, and it's not, I'm just saying one shot in the Rush. They want to say that Hashavas Aveda is when you make something not usable, usable. But we're talking here that you can't heal his animal, means an animal that's usable, but it's not at 100%. And you're enhancing its ability, meaning you're taking away the illness that it suffers that moves it down from 100% to whatever percent it is. And therefore, that's not called Hashavas Aveda because he has the usage of the item. It's enhancing the usage of the item. That's not called returning his lost item because the item is here and usable. That's what some want to say. But that's a big chiddush because it's saying that Eino Chinami, if the animal is incapacitated, you are allowed to heal him, and the Gemara doesn't say that. So I'll leave the Rush there. And for those of you who are very happy to say that there's no mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda if it's not lost, then you don't have a kasha, so I don't have to answer it. But it's just not true. That's all. Side that fact, it's fine. The halacha is there's a mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda to make a person's item work. If somebody fixes, if my computer breaks and Baruch Maitre comes and fixes it, he's doing a Shabbos Aveda, besides doing chesed. And besides saving me money, he's also doing a Shabbos Aveda.
Where do we get to that point that that's called Shabbos Aveda?
The Rosh says, the Rosh is bothered. Why isn't this a Shabbos Aveda? And the Rosh asked the Kasha, and the Rosh said, because there's somebody else to do it. So everybody asked, what do you mean? So what? So if I'm walking in the street, there's an Aveda, and there's four people around, I don't have a mitzvah of a Shabbos Aveda? Yes?
I
didn't say that.
No.
I said, what is the obligation of Tzar Balei Chayim?
What is the obligation?
Is it my obligation that if I see an animal suffering, I have to take care of it? Or is it an obligation that I can't cause pain to animals?
Oh, I see.
Nobody says that there's no Tzar Balei Chayim. It's a question of if it's biblical or rabbinic. But it's my colleague, it's the Gemara Bava Metzia.
Okay, so I will ask my question. You have a mitzvah to feed your animals before yourself.
Right.
Does that have anything to do with Tzar Balei Chayim?
See, it depends. If you hold Tzar Balei Chayim, it's a deraita, yes. If you hold Tzar Balei Chayim, it's a drabbara, no. It's a separate mitzvah. It's a separate mitzvah.
Nothing. Okay, thanks. What then would be with the Salam? Would we see it overloaded? What would be the other reason? No,
I don't
what
know.
Would be the other, it's a derisive. What would that
to
be?
Unload an animal that's overloaded. Again, the Gemara Bava Metzia wants to prove from there that Tzar Balei Chayim is a derisive.
I'm saying, what are the other options?
I have to look up the Gemara Bava Metzia. The Gemara has a different option. The Gemara gets out of the Raya. Dr. Mishnah writes, "V'reichetimay bambati gedayla avolay b'ktana." Now, the Rush had a different gear than the Mishnah, because the Rush starts the Rush. What? I'm sorry. I apologize. I skipped. Amarav zutra batuv yamarav. Dr. Brayton, you're off your game today. Amarav zutra batuv yamarav. Batuv yamarav. Avolaymelay samplay niyavala samplay nirala. He doesn't heal it, but he can identify which medication is good. That is mutter. That is mutter. He can identify which medication the guy should use. That's not considered a real hana. That's not just words. It's not considered giving him pleasure. Just like you say, you can tell the guy you're a great guy. You hasid bano, and then you can tell him you're a great guy. You know what I mean? If you want to, you're a great guy. Is that hana? Makes the guy feel very good inside. But that's not called hana. You can tell him. It's grubba. I'm very master of medical advice.
Right. First of all,
make
you feel good. That's all
of the psychology. Okay, now, it's interesting. The Mishnah brings it as a statement according to everybody. But the Gemara will bring it as a machloikas. And what the Mishnah says is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. There's a big pool, for lack of a better word. He probably calls it a bath. What does he call it? No. That's Kana. What is Ambati?
Large pool.
Ambati's a pool. Gedolah and Kana decide the size of the pool. Let me, again. V'reiches imay b'Ambati. Gedolah, avaloi b'Kana. Now the Mishnah says it without a name. The Gemara will say this is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. So the Rush in the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda Eimer. We don't have it in our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, the Mishnah says it without a name. The Rush, you take a look in the Rush in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Bambati Gdaila, Avaloi Bambati Ktana. Zog the Rush, Rabbi Yehuda Baal of Farej Divrei Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda is coming. We don't have a Tanakama. We only have one line. The Rush obviously had somebody say, V'reichetime Bambati. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Bambati Gdaila, Avaloi B'Ktana. Meaning, the Rush had an extra word than our Mishnah. that the Mishnah is allowing the guy, right? Shimon can't have pleasure from Reuven, but Reuven and Shimon can be in the same pool, and it's not called giving Shimon pleasure by being in the same pool. And Rabbi Yehuda explains, in a small pool, that's not allowed. Because when a person enters a small pool, he raises the level of water, and the nice, hot water is pleasurable for Shimon that Reuven raised his level of water. By Reuven entering the same pool, Shimon gets pleasure from Reuven because Reuven is raising the level. Now, the big pool is not really raising the level of water because of the big pool, one guy walking in.
How big is Reuven?
What?
I can't
answer that question. I'll let you Vadishkabutai run that. I can't answer that question. But back to the Mishnah. But Yashanim b'mita, and he can sleep with him in the same bed. Right. Now, it's interesting. The Rosh Hashanah, who makes the Imay b'mita, he can sit, lean on the same bed, but he can't sleep. It says he could sleep. Now the Gemara is going to explain why that's true in a minute. But again, the Rosh Hashanah who made some ima b'mita. Now I'm going to explain. I didn't explain what. Meitzav is leaning, not laying, not sleeping, not laying down. A seba, meaning a sitting, leaning position. So the way the Rosh explains it, it's not going to sleep in the same bed. Because when you sleep, you're adding warmth to the person. Whereas, if you sit with him, it doesn't do that. The Isra of Mesav would only be because you're afraid. If you let them sit together, they'll lay together, and that's Usher. They'll sleep together. I don't mean in an inappropriate way, Chas v'Shalom. I mean, just laying in the same bed. Back to the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda, Imer, B'mai Chachama. It's only in the summer where, I'm sorry, you can only sleep with the guy in the bed, right? In the summer, because in the summer, he doesn't need the heat. But in the winter, we don't allow it. Now, the Rosh learned we don't allow him to lean because we're afraid he's going to go to sleep. So the Tanakhama is not afraid of that. So he said, the Rosh's gear says, Mesiv Imay B'mita, and don't be afraid he's going to go to sleep. And the Yehuda says, we only allow you to be Mesav when sleep is not a problem, which is in the summer. But in the winter, where it's a problem, we don't want you to be Mesav either. We don't trust you. Meshu Meneu gives him pleasure. I'm sorry. I made a mistake. It is V'yashirim B'mita, and Rabbi Yehuda M'Maisacham V'lai M'Maisacham Meshu Meneu. U'Mesav Imalamita, we let him sit on the bed, period, all the time. That was my mistake. Right, the Rosh is going on the Meitzav later on. Meaning, even Rabbi Yehuda permits him to sit on the bed, he doesn't permit him to sleep. The Tanakhama even permits him to sleep, doesn't view it as a pleasure. And the Rabbi Yehuda is saying, we don't permit him to sleep in the winter, because in the winter, it's Anah, and he can sit, we're not afraid he'll go to sleep. I made a mistake when I translated the first time. They can eat at the same table. What's the chiddush? Usually, the halacha is, if I'm sitting with my good friend, Dr. Harris, and he's eating milchiks and I'm eating fleishiks, we cannot sit at the same table unless there's a siman, something to keep me from eating his fleishiks and from eating him to eat my milchiks. That's the halacha. But the halacha is, the people that don't know each other can sit at the same table without a siman. But they're not taking each other's food. They're not friendly. Now here we have Reuven banned Shimon from Anah. The assumption is they're not best of friends. Because if they were best of friends, he wouldn't ban them from Anah. So therefore, you don't have to be afraid that one's going to take the other one's food. That's not the kind of relationship they have. The relationship they have is an antagonistic relationship. That's not people that you share food with. So you can, they can eat at the same table without a simon in between. They can't share the same bowl. Meaning if somebody brings a bowl of food, they can't eat it because one might eat less so the other can get more. And that we don't want because then it's giving him pleasure, so letting him eat more. Right, there's a portion in the middle. Now, they're going to finish the portion. If I eat more, the other guy gets less. If I eat less, the other guy gets more. However, the Gemara is going to explain that if it goes back to the owner, meaning there's stuff here enough that everybody can eat their heart's full, and it's still enough to go back to the kitchen. That means nobody's leaving over anything for anybody else because there's enough for everybody, more than enough for everybody. The rye is, after we finish, it's still left to go back home to the kitchen, back to the kitchen. So there's no, no, what, I'm going to eat less, you can eat more? I can eat more, you can eat more. There's enough here for everybody. It's a whole meat board. No, so I'm not giving him any pleasure.
We all the same food.
Again, it doesn't say so. I'll agree with you.
It can't be the owner. It can't be the guy's food.
What happens is, tamchui means
third party
food, right? But if a third party puts down food for two people, right,
100%. So
it's not an awe. If it's enough here to go back, so I'm not giving any pleasure. He's not eating more because I'm eating less. There's enough him to eat. I can eat more and he can eat more. So there's no enough. What? That's time for
one.
So then, if I eat less, he eats more. That's pleasure.
That's direct enough?
It's called direct enough, yeah. At least we call it direct enough. Let's do the rush. If you Eimer, I did part of that. Let me do it again. I'm batting Zayla, I'm batting Tyler. Rebuke the bottle of fire is giving Tana Kama. Avaloi Biktana Shem Abati Shamayim, Hamayim Misrabim Bishviloi. In a pool of water, in a small one, the water goes up because of him. In Abati Shoseya, let's say it's a Schwitz. Right? So you walk into a Schwitz. I don't know, what's the word in English for a Schwitz? That's not the word in English. Sana. So then, Mayim Lechayim Bishviloi. Seems they add more heat because a new person walked in. So therefore, if you walk into a small sauna, the other guy benefits from your presence. They raise the amount of heat. Whereas in a big one, it ain't going to make no difference. That's why. They probably hate each other. More than when you have two guests that don't know each other. Right? By two guests, we don't need a hacker. Why? Because they don't know each other. Why aren't you afraid? We're not talking about the answer of that. First of all, there's no answer, by the way. There's no answer. No. Mishnah says in Kedushin that we're not chayshel a mishkav zachar. I'm not advising it today. Please, I'm not paskining halacha l'maaseh.
Why is he saying it on the roof? Why is he explaining?
Because the yashan is heat. You're giving him pleasure. It's a hotter bed if there's another body there. And give him heat. And give him pleasure of heat. Mishnah Kedushin says we're not chayshel a mishkav zachar. Now, whether things changed or not, I'm not here to paskin. Not advisable. Doesn't give my right to Tanya La Yukasim Bambati, La Yoshinima Bamita, Bang Doyla Bang Tana. Divra Rameya. If you do I make Doyla be my Tachamim. A big bed in the winter's mutter. Because in a big bed, and I don't know what big and small is. Big bed, there's no extra heat. Uktana be my Sakama mutter. And in the summer, even Uktana is mutter. Because heat is a detriment. You need air conditioning. You can bathe with him in Abatik Daila, and Rabbi Yehuda allows Mazia in a small one. Our Mishnah did not allow, because the Rosh brought that if it's Hazah, Hazaya is also Hazah. But this Rabbi Yehuda is saying, if it's a small one, Schwitz, sauna is not going to make a difference. He disagrees that they add heat. Zakta Rush, no Rush. Oh, yes, there is a rush. You know why? Because, I don't know why. I shouldn't say I know why, because I don't know why. But let me do more, Gemara. Yeah, because the rush explains the next Mishnah before he goes to the Gemara. So let's skip those rushes. and go over it, it says two lines on the bottom in my print, it's a big one. In the winter, you don't stay next to each other because it's a big bed, so people find their own corner. It causes them anguish. Rabbi Yehuda holds, not like we said in the Mishnah, that they add heat. They don't add heat. What? Yeah. The Bezeya Bahoma ain't Christ is
Chaim.
No, Adarabba. Even a small one is Mutter for Hezia. You can bathe in a big one, not in a small one. You can go to a small stone, and not like we explained in the Mishnah that you can't go to a small stone. Don't think my right to have a mace of Ima Yalamita. After they ate, and the Rush learns different than I said. Not because he argues, but he says a better shot, a different shot. Some Rishonim learned, like I said, that there's enough food to go back. The Rush says, it's all you can eat. You empty the plate, the owner fills it up again. So you never run out of food. Even if he eats more, it's the same shot, just different. Either there's enough to go back, or it's constantly refilled. It's the same idea. Zok the Mishnah Vayter. What time are they starting davening today? 7 or 5 to 7? What?
I don't know.
Okay. What? 5 to 7. Okay, there's the answer, not yet. He shouldn't eat in the trough, for lack of a better word, of the workers. Because again, they serve the workers not on plates. They put like a trough and everybody eats in the trough. Again, the more you eat, the less there is for other people. Dr. Rush, Abba Shapilim, Kli Godl Kava Shabahema. Abba Bishyeshbe Machu Harbe, Vayachalimai, because a lot of workers and workers are hungry. And therefore, the more you eat, the less he gets. Vayasi Imai Bu'uman, Divir
a Mayor. So he's eating with a lot of people now?
Yeah.
He's only also on one person.
Yeah, but it does make a difference because there's workers here and they give one trough. So the more everybody eats, the less somebody else gets.
That's not considered indirect.
That was Rabbi Reinhardt's question before.
No.
I said, not, obviously not.
No, why can't you do it?
Because you're going to not, see the way the Rush, the Iran explained it, the way I tried to explain it, is that if you eat less so he can eat more, that's giving him pleasure. And do not work together with him in one row, Zok Darash, Meshuras Krumim, Layachber Imay, Neshumarabas Akarkamaneu. Right? We're both digging in one row of a vineyard. If I dig, it loosens the ground where he's digging. So I made it easier for him to dig, so I can't work there with him. Divre Remeir. The Chachamim Imayim Isa, Vubarachik Mimeno. The Chachamim say it depends how far you are from him. If you're far from him, you can do it. Because then it's not loosening the ground. If it's close, the mayor makes a blanket answer, and the chacham say no. So the gemara b'karim like pligi the answer. They're not arguing by a close one. Ki pligi b'rochik. The mayor suffering is vina rochik mushim karav. The gemara below the ara kameh is weakening the ground. Rabbanu sabi loy gazri. They were not good legs vina. We don't make the xerah. Sabir. Everybody say.